Okay, Alex, you mentioned this in your garbage, and maybe you'll mention it again today, but Kylie Jenner's daughter, Stormy, turned one this past weekend and was throwing the absolute most incredible first birthday party I've ever seen. It had carnival rides, a butterfly rainbow forest, and a baby shark, like, little theme. Are you kidding? Like baby shark, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, they had the actual people come and sing it.
Like, how much does that cost?
$1 billion.
Okay, that's absolutely insane. There was also hot air balloons, dancing pixies, and a Stormy shop where you could buy merchandise that you attended Stormy World. So that's exciting. DJ Khaled was there. DJ Khaled! And he actually was DJing, and he gave Stormy her first ever Chanel bag. Are you kidding me? For a first birthday party?
She probably doesn't even take all of it in, isn't she? She's just one.
She's probably drooling and pooping all over it.
That's exactly what happened.
Okay, now that's still, it's an amazing thing. It's like Monolith after Astroworld. Incredible. Go to your guys' childhood. Sorry if this is trauma for us, but what was the best birthday party or maybe a couple of them that you remember that your parents threw, like for you or your family threw?
I had a couple really good ones. My mom was always good about, like, I could come up with any theme, and she would be like, cool, let's do it. So there was one where me and all my friends got gift cards to Claire's, if you remember Claire's. I was, like, the biggest store for, you know, fourth graders. And we all got a little gift card. We all got to go shopping together.
That's cool. Ooh.
There was also one where we did a hair party. So we all went to a hair salon and all got different hairdos done and makeup done. I got a perm.
Oh, my. Gosh.
I want to see this photo now.
It was atrocious. It took a very long time for that to come out of my hair because I have actually naturally straight hair. I curl it, but my hair is stick straight if I don't touch it.
That is so tragic. A perm.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about you, Liv? You got any memories from childhood as far as a birthday party?
I mean, I remember having birthday parties at like my parents' house and we would have like sleepovers and we would do like fun activities, but I don't really remember if they were like themed or anything, but I do remember one I had at a roller rink. I think I was in like first grade or second grade and we had it at the Fun Dome. That's what it was called. And like we all went rollerblading and then they had like arcade games and we had pizza and ice cream. And that was like super, super fun. But that's like pretty much the only like crazy, non-ordinary birthday I remember.
I've had a couple of interesting ones.
All right, pork chop.
I had one on a train, but that was my choice. I wanted it because I was friends with the engineer, and he let all my friends come to the front and like blow the horn and do the throttle.
That's such a nerd.
No, that was cute.
That was a huge deal. Like, that's cool. Have you ever driven a train?
No, I'm saying that's so cool. It's a little nerdy. Jeez, pork chop, lay off me.
No kidding. I mean, pork chop is not feeling you.
There's like.
Oh, pork chop's here.
Oh, that would have been even better.
Oh, calm down, conductor. That sounds pretty sweet, though, a little train party.
I had a couple other little cool ones. Yeah. One was at an arcade. It was like all day, like 4 hours, all you can play arcade. And I had another one at a minor league baseball stadium. And they put me like up on the dugout and everyone sang happy birthday to me. My name was on the Jumbotron.
It said pork chop. It said baby pork chop on there.
Yes. My friend caught a foul ball.
Pork chop's standing there like, here, stand here where all the foul balls go. You'll catch one. Takes one to the face. Okay, Liv, I'm surprised you didn't get as hyped about your roller skating rink one as you did, because I remember my place is called Rollerama. We also played roller hockey there, but we would skate, and it was the coolest. It was in fifth grade, not in first grade, and I got to dance with but skate along girls that never would give me the time of day in fifth grade, but I was the man. I had my Chicago Bulls hat on because it looked cool, and it was the greatest. I just remember everybody coming, and like that was the talk of fifth grade for 1 week of my life. I was somewhat cool.
And that was his peak.
Yeah, I peaked in fifth grade right there.